Embargo of Cuba, the commission also recognized the Cuban authorities' efforts to give effect to the social rights of the population, despite an adverse international environment. The United States was unable to vote on the resolution, having lost its seat on the commission last year. In a statement issued shortly after the vote in Geneva was announced, the Cuban government said it had won a moral victory. It said the result has strengthened its resolve to fight what it said were the efforts by the United States to erase its independence. This year's resolution was a harsher blow to Cuba, since it was sponsored and supported by many of its former allies in Latin America, particularly Uruguay, Peru, Chile, and Mexico. Before the vote, Cuba called them Judases, none of them have the moral authority to judge human rights in other countries. In the region, only Venezuela sided with Cuba, while the rest of the island's support came from Asia, the Middle East, and Africa.
Bertram Niles. Uruguay led the Latin American resolution in Geneva. The head of the mission was Guillermo Valles, Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs. He explained to me that the resolution was not a criticism of Cuba, but an attempt to encourage Havana to re-examine its human rights policies.
I hope it means a new message, a message coming from Latin American countries. This resolution was crafted in such a way as to pass a message that things have to change in Cuba regarding the political and civil rights of the Cubans. The resolution has been made with a clear wording, cooperative, non-intrusive, non-